No Agenda listeners, we've got a pretty special thing for you now. I think this is the most southern listener you have to No Agenda, Sir Jordan of Invercargill, which is not a Scottish thing.
Vegan in residence, yes.
They love their meat on No Agenda.
Oh, yes, yes, especially that Dvorak, and he's always talking about, oh, I killed this, or got this killed, or got that killed. Or I thought it'd be fun to get involved with No Agenda. I love it for a different point of view. I found it through Dvorak and through Twit, This Week in Tech, and I learnt more about Adam, the crackpot, and the other school. And
how has your life changed since you became a knight?
Definitely got me a lot more internet points and a lot more respect from friends that listen around the world. I've got friends in Scotland, Donnie and Lorraine and Russ in the UK, and they call me Sir now.
Sir Jordan, has it opened doors that were previously closed to you?
Yeah, I'm not quite a member of the Bilderbergers or the Reptilians or the Freemasons, but that's always something to aim for. I like the news about the drones and the technology and just the general war news in general. And I think, oh, what have we got ourselves into now with the latest war? So,
being the vegan in residence, does that mean you're pushing the tofu agenda?
The tofu agenda, that's a good one. Well, I thought, sure, yes, it's good. We have the No Agenda, the round table, and I thought it's good that there's at least one other vegan knight I know of, so I won't be alone at the No Agenda rounded rectangle table for vegans.
You have your own, like, cutlery as well.
Oh, sure, you don't want cross-contamination, no. I just thought it'd be fun to be a vegan knight, and I was knighted on episode 333, the magic number, so I also the self-proclaimed magic knight.
What tripped you over the edge into knighthood?
I wanted to support people value for value, because I'd been listening for years, and I decided we needed a vegan in the mix to put on the tofu agenda. I sort of figured that the average listener is very different to myself. I imagine sort of a lot of Confederate flags and a copy of the Constitution in their wallet, guns, you know, all around the house, and driving some American-made monstrosity, getting 5 inches to the Freedom Unit.
And being an Australian and a New Zealander, we don't have that gun culture, and it's kind of strange to us, isn't it?
It's kind of terrifying, to be honest. It's a bit weird, this talk of the judge, this, what is it, like a revolver that shoots shotgun shells?
Or fires shotgun shells. It sounds like a really efficient handgun.
Oh, I saw the picture of it, and it looks a hell of a thing to own. I've turned people onto it here. I visited the Occupy in Invercargill, our brave occupiers in support of the Wall Street lot. I went down there and started telling them about the drone-free zone. I encouraged them to put a sign up at Occupy in Invercargill saying this is a drone-free zone. There's quite a few listeners in the Occupy Invercargill movement that now listen to No Agenda.
And I remember from speaking to a scientist here at the University of Newcastle in New South Wales that there is a low-level HAARP research facility in the South Island there somewhere, isn't there?
There is something about the square kilometre array, something like that.
It's quite a small one, but it points south.
Yes, it's very close to where I live. They're upgrading it or something like that, and maybe it is part of HAARP, who knows? So I'm still working on better ways to get it out there, promoting the formula, spreading the formula.
You are to be praised for propagating the formula in the most southern listener of No Agenda, unless there's someone like down the bottom of Chile or something.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I always think I'm always proud to say, you know, at the bottom of the world, but then I sort of realise, that damn South America.
And happy holidays to you, Sir Jordan.
Happy New Year's to you too.